When the war had oppressed every nation with horror, bold Wellington, he ventured his life on the main. For to pull down French tyrants and make them surrender, in defense of old Ireland, I ventured the same. It was on that same spot where I first parted with Nancy. She says, "Dearest Jamie, you'll be true to me still until you gain the victory and return from the slaughter. I will mourn around those valleys of sweet Laurel Hill." When we landed in Spain, we were almost exhausted. We were tossed by the wind and the billows so high, and pursuing our foes over yon snowy mountains, where many brave heroes were obliged for to die. But alas, we survived it through the great heat of battle, and over yon mountains we fought with a great skill, and our foes, they lay bleeding in their gore all around us. But I smiled on all danger far from Laurel Hill. Our commander being brave and we all being stout-hearted, well, it's France, Spain and Holland know what we can do. For we pull down their batteries with the great guns of Britain, and caused orphans far to mourn upon distressed Waterloo. But now the war's over and all are returning, the trumpet's loud note, it can rest for a while. And we gave up 3 cheers as we sailed for old Ireland, and that long looked for valley in the beautiful isle. And when we arrived by the lovely Bannwater, there I saw my love by the side of a mill, near the leap of Coleraine, where I first parted from her, for to gain Britain's valour far from Laurel Hill. She appeared unto me like one dressed in deep mourning, and I asked her the reason she ranged the Banshore. She says, "My Jamie's a soldier, and all are returning. But my Jamie, alas, will I ne'er see him more. He has left me to wander these dark, gloomy valleys, where the wild fox and otter do sport with goodwill, and the trout finds its mate in the lovely Bannwater. But I'll not find my Jamie around the Laurel Hill." He says, "I am your Jamie, your long-looked-for soldier, although my tongue's altered and I'm in disguise. Do you mind on old Kyle's flowery braes where we parted, when the trumpet's loud note called me off in surprise?" Then she fell in his arms like one pale and distracted, and the tears trickled down like the dew from the thorn. And her eyes were inviting each one that beheld her, for to welcome her long-looked-for soldier's return. And it's there we start viewing the ships in yon harbour, and a wild sporting angler whose aim was to kill the young trout as they played in the lovely Ban water, still adding more beauty to grace a laurel hill. And it is now to conclude, I'll sing Wellington's praises, an undaunted hero and an Irishman still. And his name will be sounded when kings are forgotten and the ring around those valleys of sweet Laurel Hill. Now the joy bells of Ireland will ring and be merry, and great shouts of gladness fill each valley and the plain. We will never more part, since we've now joined together in that neat little cottage near the town of Coleraine.